From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how Texas law treats end-of-life decisions. First, the lead. Once more, the case of Terri Schiavo, the Florida woman with severe brain damage. A federal judge has refused to order that her feeding tube be reinserted. The judge denied an emergency request from her parents, in effect rebuffing Congress and the White House after they acted to shift this case to federal courts over the weekend. Now, the parents are appealing this decision. Their daughter has gone 4 days without food or water. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reports.
U.S. District Judge James Whitmore ruled that Terri Schiavo's parents had not established a substantial likelihood of success at a trial, so he refused to order her feeding tube reinserted. Schiavo's life and liberty interests had been protected by Florida courts, the judge wrote. Schiavo suffered brain damage in 1990 when her heart briefly stopped beating. Court-appointed doctors say she is in a persistent vegetative state with no hope for recovery. Her parents claim she is responsive and could improve with therapy. Terri's brother, Bobby Schindler, speaking on NBC's Today Show, said the family was devastated by this latest court ruling.
I'm at a loss for words. We were so encouraged when Congress and the president signed into law this bill and thought that my sister's feeding tube was going to be reinserted. And to get this news this morning, I'm at a loss.
Schindler says the past 4 days, ever since his sister's feeding tube was removed, have been extremely difficult for the family.
It's barbaric, and to have to sit here and watch my parents watch their child being slowly starved to death for no reason. She's simply disabled.
Lawyers for Terri Schiavo's parents are filing an appeal with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. That judge is likely to hear similar arguments presented yesterday in Tampa, where a lawyer for Terri Schiavo's parents argued that allowing Terri to die would be a mortal sin under Roman Catholic beliefs. Terri Schiavo is Catholic. But George Fellows, an attorney for Michael Schiavo, Terri's husband, claimed that reinserting the feeding tube would be against Terri Schiavo's wishes. Yes, life is sacred, said Fellows, but so is liberty, particularly in this country. Art Kaplan, a medical ethicist at the University of Pennsylvania's School of Medicine, says the Schiavo case has been heard by many courts over many years.
I counted up trials here. There have been 26 trials, 11 appeals to the Florida Appellate Court, 4 to the Florida Supreme Court, 4 to the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't know what Congress thinks they're going to get by getting one more level of review here.
The courts have consistently ruled in favor of Terri's husband, Michael. Though Terri Schiavo left no living will, the courts believed Michael's claim that she told him on several occasions she would not want to be kept alive artificially. Jay Wolfson is a professor of public health and law at the University of South Florida. In 2003, he spent a month observing Terri Schiavo at the request of a Florida court. He spoke today with CNN.
There were two instances during which Terri Schiavo said to her husband, her brother-in-law, and her sister-in-law, in context, at a funeral, two funerals of family members who had been on life support, that she would never want to be kept alive like that. And if that evidence is deemed competent, clear and convincing, then Michael is doing what he believes Terri wanted. And that's part of his job as her husband and as her guardian.
Legal analysts say the case of Terri Schiavo could once again reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Eric Weiner, NPR News.